Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
NYYST. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Yep. Swinging for the fences, knock it out the park. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Woo. Christian and Chris, of course, SGR. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Call me New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Record, rain, or shine. Grab your shades and umbrellas. NYYST, you're hanging with the fellas.
Welcome back. This is episode 325 of the NYYST podcast. We're live on NYY News TV. I'm your host, Christian, as always, joined by my co-host, Chris.
You.
And SGR.
What up?
What up, fellas?
Hey, Don.
All right. I'm all right, bro. It's a big night here on NYYST because this is our final show before opening day.
Final show ever.
Well, for you, maybe. You can
for leave. Me. Mm-hmm. Before we get too crazy, can I just ask, can I pose a question that I pose in the chat here? What impression do you think, because no one's met SGR yet, what impression will be most requested out of SGR on Saturday?
I would take a bet on it being Mike.
Yeah. I think it's got to be Francesa. Okay. Are you thinking... Okay. You think you're going to become one of those guys like immediately that just gets sick of doing the impressions?
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys, with the request.
Yeah, but you know what? Anything for our fans, anything for the crew over on Saturday, I'm taking requests.
Well, if you want to request an SGR impersonation, you have to be in the Audi Club Saturday.
Yeah.
This is our final push for it. There are a handful of tickets still available for the Audi Club on Saturday, 4 o'clock start for the Yankees. We'll be able to get into the club 90 minutes pregame. You'll have a 5-star rotating menu until the seventh inning. So this isn't hot dogs and chicken fingers, folks. This is
sushi.
A little sushi.
I'm eating good on Saturday.
Okay.
You know what? You actually know what the number one thing was? Like when I showed up for the first event, it was definitely wow. Didn't know how fat you were. But for you, it's going to be because I did this with Pete. When I met Pete, I didn't know he was 7 feet tall. And it just shocked me.
Oh, Pete's tall?
Pete's tall. And that's going to be the number one thing that is said to you, guaranteed. They're going to be like, I didn't know how tall you were. Yeah. Guaranteed you hear that at least 20 times.
I actually thought about that today. But that would be something that people might say. I'm a little tall. I'm not that tall, though. I'm like 6'1". And a half.
So, if you want to join us in the Audi Club, I'm sure Pete will drop the link in the chat, or you can go on to at NYYST_podcast on Twitter. Hit us throw us a follow over there, and the link to buy tickets is pinned to our profile. In addition to hearing SGR's impersonations on Saturday, you will also be hearing now batting for the Yankees, number 77, the shortstop, Anthony Volpe.
Number 77.
So he's officially going 77?
He's officially going 77. Okay. So
it's a tribute to his grandfather.
Okay.
To his grandpa. Okay.
He was a huge Mickey Mantle fan.
We always say it. Smart or Yankees, and for one fucking time in the history of the show, they went smart. Saturday, it was Sunday. I'm sorry. Sunday, after the game was over, you heard it. It came out. The news broke. Anthony Volpe made the club. Anthony Volpe, the top prospect, the guy that the Yankees passed on, two great free agent shortstop classes for. Anthony Volpe will be the opening day shortstop for the New York Yankees. And if you listen to Brian Cashman and you believe what he has to say, this is not going to be a cameo. This is his job.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Look, dude, I still have a lot of things that I'm sorry. I'm just a little distracted by your wife in the chat, and we'll get to that in a minute. There's still a lot of things, a lot of issues I have with this team right now, but I think at the end of the day, if you accept what we have to accept as fans, that this regime is here to stay and we got to just take the good with the bad. You gotta focus. When you get a good moment like this, you gotta isolate it. Okay. And we haven't had a moment like this in how long, man? Because in 16 was different. When we got all these call-ups, first of all, you didn't know different. What kind of player Judge was going to be, right?
Yeah.
They were pretty much out of it. They made
last
like
ditch a, effort type.
They
thing
made of, like a decent run when they called up all the kids, but this is so different for so many different reasons, right? First, when's the last time we called up a top prospect shortstop that was this young before anyone ever thought he was actually ready?
Yeah.
When? What year?
In 95.
96. Well,
he had a cup of coffee.
Okay. 96. I was at opening day, Yankee Stadium. And this young kid, this new shortstop, was giving autographs to everyone.
Your dad thought he was a bum.
I said, Dad, can we please go down there so I can get his autograph? He said, you don't want his autograph, son. He's a bum.
Yeah.
Let's go get Ruben Sierra's autograph instead.
Yeah.
And that's the last day I spoke to my father.
This isn't true. You probably talked to him today.
So this is a huge deal, man. Not just for the fans, but just for the whole organization. And we gotta embrace it.
Look, like you said, you have to isolate this. This is a moment that should be celebrated because the Yankees did the right thing. Okay. We can sit here and argue over who should be here and who shouldn't be here. The fact of the matter is that the Yankees told you at the beginning of spring training, Anthony Volpe had a chance to win this job, that this was an open competition to be the shortstop. Anthony Volpe by far outplayed everybody at shortstop in spring training. So this is when people say spring training doesn't, it does matter for guys like Volpe. Volpe had a shit spring training. He doesn't make the team.
Doesn't even get thought about.
Okay. So he went out there and he proved to the Yankees that, hey, I'm the guy. You guys were all these guys that passed through free agency in the last 2 years. The fact that you didn't trade, maybe you didn't want to trade for Lindor because I was here. I'm the guy, and I'm showing you that I'm the guy. And the Yankees sat back and they said, no bullshit about service time, no bullshit about IKF, none of this garbage. The Yankees went out there and they did the right thing. They gave the rightful person the job. This is what the fan base has been waiting for. There is something special as a Yankee fan. Correct me if I'm wrong. There is, like, I love Gerrit Cole. I'm a big fan of Giancarlo Stanton, but those guys, they're not Yankees, right? Like, I was always a big fan of Mark Teixeira, but he's not really a Yankee, right? In the context of this, what made Derek Jeter so special? What made Mariano Rivera so special? Why were we so depressed when we thought Aaron Judge was going to the San Francisco Giants? Because those guys are Yankees. We've seen these guys come up and become superstars and do great things for this ball club. Anthony Volpe has the chance now to be that next guy. Will he be? Time will only tell. But this is why this is such a special moment in time for the Yankees, because this is a highly touted prospect that has arrived, and the Yankees didn't do any kind of shenanigans with him. They said, hey, you know what? You showing everybody you're ready. We're gonna back you up, kid. You're our guy now. And hey, that should be celebrated by this franchise right now, because time and time again over the last 6-7 years, however long it's been since Brian Cashman really took control of this team, they haven't done the right thing. They've done things that have gaslit us to think that they're doing the right thing, but they're not really doing the right thing, or they just don't do what's right. Here now, they finally have done it. They have finally done it. And it's not giving in to us. It's not any of that. It's because they believe it's the right thing to do. And finally, I can sit back and say, holy shit. Like, they finally made a decision that I don't have to sit here and get agita over, because Anthony Volpe deserves to be the fucking shortstop, and he is the shortstop. So I will commend them for that.
Hey, look, there's two things really that need to be said when it comes to Volpe. The first thing is that he had everything against him. Regardless of how highly touted he was, he had everything against him. He's dealing with an organization that waits way too long before they bring up prospects, right? He comes into this spring training. If you remember, if we go back, we were never sitting here saying, is Anthony Volpe going to make the opening day roster? That was never even a viable option in our minds. Okay. We never thought that this was going to happen on opening day. My point that I'm trying to make is he completely gave them no other option. Mm-hmm. And that's him. And that's something special. And I think that needs to be focused on. Another thing, if I'm going to sit here and rip the Yankees as much as I have in the last couple years, I think it's only fair to give them credit and say, this is what we wanted after passing on so many shortstops. What did we say? If you're going to pass on shortstops for Anthony Volpe, then give me Anthony Volpe. Let me see what you're passing on and let this kid get thrown into the fire and show me what he's made of. And they're doing that. And you know what? Because they're doing that, just like them going out and getting Rodon, I know they didn't really follow up with anything big after that, but they did what they had to do there. They did what they had to do with Volpe now. And guess what? Regardless of what this kid does at this point, just the simple fact that they are going to play their hand with him and show us how valuable they truly think he is, and in passing him up instead of letting him rot in the minor leagues, I'm okay with it now.
Yeah. And it's finally not the safe move, right? They've been making that safe decision. What's the safest way to save our asses? Well, this is a risk. And it's also finally showing the fan base, which is what I love the most about, is that they're ready to win right now. They're not just saying they're ready to win. Now their actions are showing that they want to win right now. And he's their best option to do that.
Yankees didn't do anything.
The spring he had was crazy, man. That defense he played today. Did you see that play he made against the Nationals today? It looked like they had the shift on.
The Yankees didn't do anything to improve the offense this year. And that was a big negative, right? You know, they picked up, you know, Tommy Red Bull for the bullpen, who's, you know, hurt, obviously. You know, same thing with Rodon for the rotation. He's hurt. But they made little improvements, you know, here, but they didn't do anything to improve the offense. And now this is their big move. Instead of going out and acquiring somebody outside the organization, they're promoting their top prospect. And that can't be looked down upon. You have to take that as a sign of them. They take this thing. It shows me that they're taking this thing seriously. It really does. Because if they weren't, then Anthony Volpe would be coming up in 6 weeks or whatever that number is to get that extra year of service time. And they would be playing around with IKF some more or whatever it is, but they're taking it seriously. The best, we talked about this a lot last year. The Yankees didn't go to battle with their best 26 guys on a night in and night out basis. Now, granted, injuries aside, right? Because there's going to be plenty of guys that are going to be on the IL to start the year. Injuries aside, I mean, you have to say you feel a lot better about them going to start the season with their best guys out there than you did at any point last year.
Well, yeah, and this is something we should bring up, because you just touched on it briefly and you said, they're calling this kid up. They're calling Volpe up, not for us. Right. And I think to put that into
Peraza last show,
that's exactly what I was getting at. Huh. I mean, to put that into context, why was Peraza called up last year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're going to get to Peraza shortly. I personally think he should still be up here, but if we're just putting it into context of what you were trying to say, Peraza was called up to shut us up.
Yes.
They brought him up here. They wanted us to be excited. Half the, you know, a quarter of the fan base fell for it. The kid sat on the bench.
Well, I wouldn't say a quarter. I'd say it's probably a little higher than that.
Probably like a third. Okay.
40%.
Okay.
Okay. 42%. Okay.
Okay. Tired. Okay.
It might be 45%. Okay.
Okay.
45% or 46%. All right. Starting pitcher.
Okay. Well, 46 is an interesting number. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that was clearly for us, right? That was clearly to shut us up. They put him on the bench and whatever. But this, look, if Anthony Volpe just showed up and had a mediocre spring training, the Yankees aren't hearing shit about us calling him up yet. Do we want him up? Sure, of course. But again, it was never expected. This kid forced their hand. They had no other way.
There's no justifying not doing it at this point.
None. So that's what I think at least you meant by not for us. And this was all because of this kid. And that in itself is special. And I personally cannot fucking wait to see what this kid's made of. Because I really, just looking at his demeanor and everything, you can tell when a kid's ready to be in New York. And he just looks like he's meant to be in pinstripes.
And this is a debate that a lot of people have had over the course of spring training, because Oswald Peraza, according to scouts, is superior defensively to Anthony Volpe. But Anthony Volpe is the shortstop of the Yankees, because there is a certain gravitas, cachet to being the Yankee shortstop. The Yankees are not putting the YPM behind Anthony Volpe to be the second baseman. They're doing it for him to be the shortstop. And if Oswald Peraza is going to have a future on this team, it's going to be at second base, because from what I've been able to ascertain, he doesn't really profile to be a third baseman. He's more of a middle infielder. So, you know, he's going to be the odd man out, right, in terms of being the shortstop. And that's fine, because if he's that good defensively, I don't really see how it would be a problem to have him play second base. The Yankees now have their future in place, right? Because this kid moves off a sec. If this kid moves off a shortstop, where are we? We were. Let me tongue twister here. Oh fuck me.
Oh boy.
Okay. They are who we thought they were.
All right. We are at where we were. Okay. There we go. We are at where we were when they had to pull Gleyber Torres off a shortstop, and the Yankees don't want to do that with Anthony Volpe. I'm telling you, they will ride. This is their shortstop now. Anthony Volpe is their shortstop. And if Oswald Peraza is going to get a spot on this team, it's going to be at second base. And I don't have a problem with that. I thought maybe at the beginning of spring training, it would be flip-flop that Volpe would be the second baseman, but no. The Yankees have made it perfectly clear. This is him and Aaron Judge are the cornerstones of their franchise now for the next 9 years. That's it. And they wouldn't say that about Anthony Volpe if they thought they were going to move him to second base at any point.
There's two things I want to say real quick. The first thing is, I think even without seeing Volpe play a game in the major leagues, you can at least safely assume Peraza is a more elite defender, because when he was up here and got the opportunity, Peraza, I mean, the talent he put out on the field defensively, what he showed defensively, was some of the best defense you're going to see from any shortstop out there. He's clearly an elite defender, and I'd be shocked if anyone in the system or any system out there even touches him. I don't think we got enough of him at the plate to see what he's truly made of, and I thought he ended up doing a great job.
He didn't even have 50 at-bats last year. He only had 49.
But defensively, he was challenged a lot, and he was really impressive.
Especially in the playoffs, too. He was impressive.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, I think it was last episode, it could have been 2 weeks ago, I said that the Yankees better be careful if they're going to start Peraza at shortstop, because that's just not the future. right? I said they can't let him stay there for too long because he's going to show how elite he is over there. And then you're going to have a problem. And then you're going to have to put Volpe at second instead of shortstop. And you don't want your top prospect, who's a shortstop, to not be a shortstop. If you're gonna praise this kid and make him the face of, you know, the face of the infield, we can call it, I guess, because he's not going to be the face of the team, then you want him at short if he's a shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shortstop role plays, as great as Robinson Cano was, he was overshadowed as a second baseman, right? You want him to be a shortstop. And if they let Peraza stay there too long, they were going to have a tough time justifying taking him off of that position because of how good he was defensively.
All right, so I have a request right now. My cousin is texting me. He says that he wants you to know he's going to the game on Thursday, and he wants you to watch him give you the middle finger from his seats.
Okay, where are his seats? I'll look for him.
He said you will be able to find him.
Okay.
Shit.
I'll text him. I want to know if he's just going to leave the middle finger up until I confirm that I saw it. And while we're on the topic of family, you saw Lindsay's Christian's wife's.
I don't have the chat up while I record.
Yeah, right. She wants to know if you're doing fireball shots in the bus on the way there.
Oh, yeah, fireball absolutely. Shots. I have these little fireball shots.
Oh, my God.
The little, you know, airplane ones, whatever.
DGR.
I have tequila.
I'll bring them. I have a whole fucking thing of them.
We'll DGR.
The tequila. I have tequila and Jack here. So
okay.
I'm drinking vodka. Okay. Okay.
I'll do everything.
Nice jackets.
Vodka is such a basic white bitch fucking drink.
Yeah, but I can't drink much right now. I can't do beer.
Have a little tequila then.
Yeah, tequila's really
good. I'll do a little tequila. Do you have salt? Yeah. I'll bring my Celtic salt and a lime.
Okay, I mean,
like a
I forgot we're doing a party bus.
Oh, dude, the party bus was the best.
Oh, that's a nice drive, too. That's not going to be quick. So
no, it's a nice party.
If we hit some traffic there.
It's way nicer than the party bus last year.
What's going to be longer, the game or the ride?
Probably the ride. You know, traffic.
pitch clock.
Oh, you saw Nestor Cortez was fucking around with the umpire today.
I saw the headline, but I didn't watch the video.
I saw the video. He got called for a quick pitch. And then, so on the next pitch, he did his little pirouette ballerina dance that he does. And he must have stood on one leg for about 8 seconds before he threw the ball.
Did you see JT Realmuto?
Yeah, I saw that.
That was ridiculous, dude. Ridiculous, because he held his glove out, man, without looking, and then he takes his glove away and the umpire drops the ball.
Chucks him.
Yeah, and he tosses him, man. That's the kind of stuff where umpires kind of need to be fined for that, or like suspended.
He might be
for having such a power trip that you're tossing a guy not only in spring training, but for a misunderstanding.
From what I understand, they do get graded, and the highest graded umpires get to do postseason games, and they get a bonus for that. So
that's nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, then,
if you grade poorly, you're not going to.
But you know who's going to be on the bus with us?
Huh?
My buddy Gibbs.
Your buddy Gibbs.
My buddy Dave. My buddy EJ.
Oh, Dave too. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
We're rolling like 30 deep on this bus. Okay?
Yeah. It's going to be wild.
Wild.
Drunk guy Rye.
DGR.
Drunk guy Rye. You're going to be smashed before we hit the stadium.
SGR.
Blackout guy Rye.
Oh, you're going to black out?
I'm blacking out.
Wow.
No, I'm not. I don't want to black out because I want to enjoy the game.
No, you're going to want to enjoy some of that five-star menu that you're going
right,
to have.
Right. That's really, honestly, bro. I probably won't even get that drunk because I got to go fucking to town.
I want to get so. I actually do want to get so drunk that I start throwing shit. That's how drunk I want to get. I want to get throwing shit drunk.
Unlimited food. Just start fucking taking sushi rolls.
I'll get tossed by the seventh inning. Plate.
Yeah.
Just take a plate of sushi and start fucking hurling at people.
Yeah. We could be like,
I know the exact.
Get the fuck out! During roll call. You'll do it during roll call.
And I know the exact people that I'm going to throw it at, too.
Okay.
This is Chris's wet dream for this show right now. Okay. Anthony Volpe gets called up on Sunday, and it's supposed to be something that we all celebrate as Yankee fans. It's supposed to be a big moment in time here that this organization is calling up their top prospect, somebody that we can all gravitate to and, you know, be this next generational talent that we tell our kids about. But instead, people are too concerned with who he follows on social media, i.e. the former president of the United States, okay? Now, I always try to stay away from this because I think that this is not the time and place for this. But, I mean, if you've been listening to this show long enough, I guess you can kind of figure out where we lean, okay? You know, it is what it is, right? So, I mean, if you're still here, obviously you don't give a shit, and nor should you, because I can unequivocally tell you that I don't give a fuck about anybody's political leanings in the entertainment business, okay? If I find them entertaining or if I want to root for them on my team, that's fine. I don't care what they do when the camera is off, okay? As long as you're not committing murders or abusing women and children, I could literally not give less of a shit what you do or who you vote for. The fact of the matter that we are sitting here as a fan base on fucking social media getting our fucking balls twisted over who a 21-year-old kid follows and how upset that makes you. Like, I can't root for it. Stop. Just stop, okay? And I know some people, somebody out there is going to hear this and go, shut up, straight white male. No, I don't want to
You're not straight.
Okay? I don't want to shut up because we've gotten to the point now where we can't speak out against anything because of the fear that we might get canceled or somebody's going to be offended by something. It doesn't matter who Anthony Volpe supported as the president of the United States. It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter to me because I can guarantee you that there's plenty of Yankees that voted against the way that I voted for. And as long as they go out there and perform on the field, I couldn't care less. I could not care less. People have to get over this shit.
Listen, before you have a fucking aneurysm,
what?
Let me just cut in.
Okay.
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 Listen, I'm just going to equate it to something. Okay. Not too long ago, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whether you like her or hate her. I don't really care for the woman. I'm not saying I do, but she posted a tweet apparently.
Tweeted it.
Used Dr. Dre's song in it.
Blonde banter today, by the way.
Okay. And then Dr. Dre retweeted it and said, please don't ever use my music for your disgusting whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? Whatever he said. Mm-hmm. And everyone went like that. Okay. I mean, love you. We love you. If you fucking took out if you printed out, it would take 35 pieces of paper.
All the crimes Dr. Dre committed?
Yes. Abusing women, beating women. So, guys, guess what? Political affiliation doesn't fucking matter. What matters is that you're a decent human being. So shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck. Look, if this kid comes up and he has a 100 batting average and this team fails and fucking go, and then you want to call him out for being a Trump supporter. Hey, look, whatever. Kid hasn't even taken a fucking at bat and you're trying to kill him.
Yeah.
You're still dumb, right? You're still stupid. But now we're just finding ways to hate people for no reason. This kid's probably a great human being.
And that's another thing that I need to speak on, because you don't, I'll speak from my own personal experience here. You don't know me. You don't know what's in my heart. Because of a button that I fucking clicked in a voting booth, you're going to make assumptions about who I am and what I believe in. And the people are doing the same thing about Anthony Volpe. You don't know this kid. How do you know that he didn't make a decision between two shitty candidates and now you're mad because he found out he thinks yours is shittier than the one he ended up voting for?
Or, hey, how about maybe he just followed Trump because Trump was a fucking entertaining and
it's entertaining.
Maybe. But again,
and this
you don't even have to go down that path because guess what? It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. Why has our culture become this? Why? Who cares?
Because it's more important to be supported as president than if he hits 300 for the Yankees.
Here's the best part. Ready? Anthony Volpe will get up and they'll boo him because he voted for Trump. But if Domingo Germán voted for Biden, what, you're gonna fucking chant him even though he smacked his wife across the face like a piece of shit, right?
First person, exactly.
Come on, people. Let's use our brains a little.
Stop making assumptions about people based on one piece of knowledge that you might have about them. Okay,
that's it.
Did either of you guys ever hear anything about this before today? Before, you know, Volpe became the new starting shortstop for the Yankees?
No clue. Who I didn't even know Volpe knew who the fucking president was before.
That's what bothers me. That's what bothers me with this stuff too. It's all the timing of it is always when that person or
it's
player
to be the biggest moment of their life.
And it's you see it a lot. You see it a lot with players that are getting drafted. All of a sudden a hit piece comes out right as their projected slot in the draft is coming up. It's the timing of it to generate the most views, the most clicks, the most profit is kind of in the backdrop of all of this. And this is just kind of another example.
What I had heard, okay, because apparently I don't know what I'm talking about, is that it was a conservative Twitter account that leaked
as like a
flex.
That was like fuck people. Yeah, bro. Again, yeah, like, also yeah, okay. dumb. Also dumb. Yeah, he's my fucking boy now. He voted for Trump.
Right. Yeah, it goes both ways. Come on. With that.
Okay, look.
First, go ahead.
Look, at the end of the day, let's just assume Anthony Volpe's not going to get arrested for domestic abuse or fucking shooting a gun off in his garage, okay?
Right.
And let's just assume he's a baseball player, and that's all really we know him for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to love him or hate him by how he conducts himself on the field and how he performs on the field. End of story.
And you should take your love or hate of somebody based on your personal experiences with them, okay? So you can make assumptions based on who somebody votes for, on how they think about a certain group of people. It's not true, okay? As me personally, you know how I determine whether I like or dislike somebody? On how they interact with me. And that's how I make assumptions. And I don't even make – that's not even making an assumption. That's based on an experience you have with somebody.
I think we can safely assume that Aaron Hicks maybe possibly disagrees with a lot of the politics that we agree with.
I think we know that he does. Because,
Okay.
Okay.
But
I mean, do you really want to go down that road?
But if he batted .320 over the last 3 years with 30 home runs, would you give a fuck? Would you give a fuck? Or would you say, Hicks is my boy?
Why I don't like Aaron Hicks? Do you want to know the truth of why I don't like Aaron Hicks?
Please tell me.
Because he sucks!
Doctor, go vouch yourself.
Give a fuck what he does in his free time, okay? I don't care about what he does during between 7 o'clock and probably...
like 8:30.
Yeah, 8:30 now, okay? That's what I care about Aaron Hicks. We all know Aaron Hicks missed games in 2020 because of the police brutality in Minneapolis. We all know that. Like, it's not a secret. I don't hold that against him. That's how he feels. Fine. That's not why I don't like Aaron Hicks. I don't like Aaron Hicks because he's fucking terrible at baseball. That's why I don't like Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks can miss can go to rallies every Sunday night. Fine. I don't give a shit. Hit 300. That's all I want you to do.
Okay. Terrific.
Enough now. It's just, it's mind-blowing. This kid's 21 years old, and people are trying to bring him down because of a political affiliation that you don't even know is fucking true. That you don't even know is true. So give it a rest here. And then I had to hear some smart-ass go, well, he's an Italian kid from New Jersey. What do you think? Fuck you, you fucking jerk.
Fuck
off.
You. How you doing?
Why don't you come over here and see how Italians from New Jersey handle business, all right?
Yeah, we don't care how you vote.
Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there, we got political for a minute. Let the kid fucking play baseball and then decide whether you like him or not. Here's how I'm going to decide whether or not I like Anthony Volpe. Whether or not if he hits 300, I'm going to fucking love him. If he hits 100, I'm going to pack his bags and send his ass back to Scranton, okay? That's okay? Moving on now, okay?
Okay.
Last week, when we did Fred's projections, Luis Severino came up, and I don't have the papers in front of me, but I believe his projection was like 106 innings, and we were gassing him up, and we were like,
gotta stay healthy, man.
Hey, if he stays healthy, blah, blah, blah. What happened like 3 fucking days later?
He got hurt.
He got hurt. The son of a bitch got hurt.
Listen, you know what I thought about? The first thing I thought about for the injury, other than I fucking hate everyone on this team right now for not being able to stay healthy. My first thought was, we talked about, you know, should the Yankees extend him or should he have to prove he could stay healthy for a full season? He didn't even make them sweat. Like, he didn't even make them fucking think about it. He just got hurt before the season started again. And now, and now the question's off the table.
You have to walk away at the end of the year. You absolutely have to walk away at the end of the year.
Look, at this point, if he's first going to get hurt again, that's the first question.
Well, it happened. I mean, he was at least healthy until, what, July last year?
Yeah, well, here's my thing, right? At this point, you have so – the ball is so far in, on your side of the court that you have so much power over this. It will take a phenomenal, an unfathomable comeback from Seve to actually gain leverage in any type of negotiation he's going to have at the end of the season at this point.
Do you see them maybe now taking that Jordan Montgomery route with him with the upcoming free agency, maybe trading Severino during the year to get a piece?
Well, here's the problem.
I don't see it happening because they don't have the depth right now.
Yeah, and here's the problem with that also. Right. What are you getting from Seve because he's proven what a liability he is that you wouldn't get more by keeping him and hoping he can stay healthy and be Seve? I mean, if Seve can stay healthy, you need him in this rotation. You really do.
I thought Montgomery was a pretty big staple, though, in the rotation last
year. Not in October.
Right. Jordan Montgomery was not going to be a factor in October. That's why the Yankees moved on from him. Plus, they had bum-ass Frankie Montas in their back pocket. And they were also working on something else that fell through. Remember, with the Gleyber Torres rumors, there was talk of him possibly going to Miami for Pablo Lopez. So there was things the Yankees were working on. Okay, so if the Yankees, the Yankees want to go and work on some shit, then you can move Severino. But I just don't see it happening right now. I don't see it happening. They just don't have the depth to move on from him.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to acquire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's disappointing, man, because if we sat here after Rodon was signed, bro, and we were like, wow. Like, we're going to sit here and we're going to have the most dominant rotation in the American League, possibly in all of baseball. If you look at the names on the paper, a healthy Frankie Montas, we were hoping at the time, at least a healthy Frankie Montas is your five. Even the Astros, they're not throwing that out in the American League. And then one by one, they all started to fall. And again, there's one guy left standing, and I will not mention his name because if anything happens to him, I'm going to put my head through this fucking window right here.
Let's not even fucking go there.
Okay? So, now we're looking at, we were so pumped up on April 1st, bro. We were like, wow, this is awesome, bro. We're going to see Carlos Rodon's first start as a Yankee, co-ace with Gerrit Cole. This is going to be awesome. And then it was like, well, Rodon's hurt. And then it was like Seve. Okay, Seve is the third in line, he's the next guy up, so that's fine, that's cool. Now it's fucking Clark Schmidt. Clark Schmidt is the two on this team right now. What happened? What the fuck happened here?
It's crazy, man.
Well, at least Nestor's not hurt. They're just kind of pushing him back in the rotation, right, to give him some more time to get to 100%.
Yeah, Nestor's not technically hurt right now, but he's in the fourth spot, so they can give him a little bit extra rest. And on a positive note here, I love to see this, bro. I really do. Dude, this is fucking awesome when something like this happens. Seve goes down. I think it was Saturday. It had to be Saturday because Brito pitched on Jesus Christ, who called the game on Saturday or Sunday?
Nelson?
Jeff Nelson called him Johnny Burrito.
Oh,
deadass called him Johnny Burrito.
Love it.
Love it, right?
Yeah. Johnny.
Johnny Brito.
He still has a chance, right?
And this is what I was going to say. I love to see this, man. This is what you loved about Anthony. This is why you get this warm and fuzzy feeling about Anthony Volpe, because the opportunity was there and he took it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't handed anything. He took this job. And then Seve goes down and you hear talk about all these fucking ham and eggers and fringe 40 man guys and all these people that make you want to fucking puke when you hear their names as possible rotation options because the Yankees are going to need to fill innings, right? And Johnny Brito's name came up. And what did this guy go and do on Sunday? What did he go do with Sunday? Shut 5 1/3 perfect innings. 16 up, 16 down. I mean, right there, bro. I love to see that. And now I will always have some type. And look, I'll root for him now. I'll root for him to get a chance on this team, because when the opportunity is put in front of you and you seize it like that,
Wow. I was just going to say, really smart people out there say that opportunities are not given, they are seized. And you took that word right out of my mouth. Wow, man.
It's like you're on the same wavelength, dude. Johnny Brito this spring posted a 2.08 ERA in 13 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, a whip under one at .92.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, he had a nice little spring.
So I'm just going to wrap up that point. He heard his name, bro, and he pitched his fucking guts out that day.
He dropped his balls.
And right. He told the Yankees, hey, you need a five. Burritos. I'm right here.
He dropped his fucking burrito. Our boy Ra with a crazy big time super chat.
Oh, what's up, bro?
And he said, super chat for the super bros. It's Volpe time. See y'all Saturday. First round is on me. No questions asked.
I can't wait to see Ra. Okay.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Ra's the man. That just pumped me up, dude.
Ra's the man.
I got a little buzz going right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. The Yankees have some pitching issues. You know, there's been rumblings of possibly them trying to acquire a reliever before Thursday's game. They're going to need They need somebody to stick out there right now. So, I mean, if you're not going to acquire a starter, it would help to go and get maybe a little bit more of an established reliever to kind of help out there. Because I thought Greg Weissert was going to make the team, but they sent him down today, which kind of also lends to that kind of that rumor that they're trying to acquire somebody, because it seemed like Weissert was kind of a lock for this team. Estevan Florial looks like he's going to make the team as a backup outfielder. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Because once Bader's ready to go, that's it, right? Florial,
you would hope,
and that's
or you can get rid of Aaron Hicks.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, see, here's the thing for me, right? We're all on Team Yankee right now, front office, because they made the right choice of Volpe. Let's say Florial gets some playing time here, right? And let's say we talk about seizing the opportunity. Let's say he gets some consistent at bats, and he proves that maybe he can be a viable option out there. What will the Yankees do when Bader's back? Will they?
Oh, Bader's going to be a center fielder.
Yeah, right. But will they release Aaron Hicks and keep Florial?
No.
How bad?
Is so Aaron bad.
Can
so
the YP? Bad. Can the YPM spin anything on Aaron Hicks?
No. Like, he's so bad, and Florial actually plays pretty well. Yeah, happens?
Sorry,
do they send? I was just gonna say, do they send Florial back down, or do they?
He
do
can't.
The right
he's got
thing
no and, options.
Right, they can't. Wow, that's the right. thing. So it's make steals, it or break it.
Steals 69. Love it with the super chat. He said, "I want to know what Ra's job is. He's got that quiche.
He got that Ra."
All right. So anybody that watched How I Met Your Mother, whenever
that was
they,
the super chat.
Oh, I
someone asking, remember, someone asking.
So you guys, yeah. You guys saw How I Met Your Mother, right? So you remember whenever they used to ask Barney what he did for a living? He said, "Please."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Ra.
That's Ra.
Ra's pulling up to the game in a suit.
Oh, I love it.
But Hicks will be the narrative. He's right there. That's the line that
he's had some good at bats.
We're right there.
He's 0 for 40, but
he's right there.
Boone's favorite.
Right where?
He impacted the ball last night.
Yeah, it's fucking impressive.
So I was scrolling through TikTok earlier, and there was a video on Aaron Hicks, and it's like, Aaron Hicks is the most frustrating player in baseball. And then it was like, okay. And then the creator was like, for Yankee fans. I was like, well, he's not frustrating. The fact that the Yankees won't get rid of him is frustrating. And then the guy goes on to say, Aaron Hicks is a supremely talented baseball player.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
Next.
Okay. Next. You haven't watched a game in 6 years.
For one season 5 years ago, he was awesome.
He was great.
He was really cool.
No, he was actually a little above average that year.
Good.
He was
earned
good.
Him a lifetime contract.
Yeah. He was good. But again, not going to rip the Yankees for the contract. I thought it was a fair contract. I thought for what we were getting, it was a team friendly contract for a guy who was going to make an impact on this team.
I think anybody that listens to us has to be fair, and we've never gone back on our word. If we thought something was good at the time, even if it turns out to be a pile of shit, then we will say, stand by that and say, we thought it was good at the time. I didn't have a problem with the deal the Yankees gave Aaron Hicks at the time, because I thought it was, you were buying low on a high upside there. It just turned out that it didn't work out. You know, this were, going to tell you that I never wanted it to happen was fucking Frankie Montas. I never wanted the Yankees to make that trade.
Well, it should have been the trade.
And now look what happened.
Yeah, that's biting them big time.
The thing with Hicks, the reason we ripped the front office for Hicks isn't because of the contract. It's because he's still fucking here.
Three more years.
My God. No.
This year and two more. So he's got three.
Bro,
he's
if
got
you
three
go back,
contract still.
Bro, if you go back, I swear you got it's got to be at least three seasons for us now where we say this has to be the last year. This has to be the last year.
This has to
There's
be.
There's no
year.
Way.
This has to be.
There's this no way year, the Yankees right? can bring him back for another year. We say this time again.
There's no way he's here in 24. They just
can't. Yeah, we said that last year too.
Yeah, but I think 2 years is where they can cut.
I swear to God, I wish I had more time to go through all the episodes last year just to count and find how many times we said that he can't be here next year. Steel 69 just became a member for 7 months.
Damn.
On the real fan package, he said Hicks for MVP.
Oh,
Hicks
shit.
Is the true center fielder over Trout. Hicks hit a bomb off Verlander in the ALCS. Trout hasn't done that. Anyways, cheers, boys, and the MYY News TV family. Saturday's going to be a movie.
Wow. Also, Steel Bun 69 is going to be there.
Wow, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, did
so.
You hear
Thanks,
this
man.
About? Did you hear this about Mike Trout? Him and Tiger Woods went in on a golf course together.
No way.
And it's going to be called like Trout National.
Really? You didn't even take the Tiger name? That Trigger.
Tiger?
What was I just going to say?
I don't know. Maybe something about Steel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is it being opened in New Jersey? Trout's a Jersey boy.
I didn't hear where it was being opened. They were talking about it on Boomer and Geo this morning.
Okay.
Trout Woods.
Ooh, someone steals the saying, yeah, in Jersey, if he's not mistaken.
Hmm.
Oh. And he enjoyed the Steel Buns nickname.
Well, come say hello on Saturday and okay. take the picture.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Because this is the Yankees, right? You know, nothing can ever be perfect for too long. So even if we get a lineup on Thursday, I'm sure it'll be different on Saturday. So as we kind of look ahead here now, not what you would do.
Okay.
What do you think the opening day lineup is going to be?
Okay. Do I have to do lineup? Can I just tell you who's going to be at each position?
I'd like to know where you're going to place guys in the lineup.
I'll do lineup. You could do position.
All right. Maybe let's just work it through together. All let's right. just start with position.
I don't know. Yeah,
because we
got
to agree on positions, right?
So let's go. Let's have a consensus lineup, okay? Three of us consensus.
Okay.
All right. So this is not what this is. No. We're gonna go 1 through 9 here. Okay, that's how I would prefer.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I agree.
All right. So this is not what we would do. This is what we think the Yankees are gonna do.
And we know a couple of these already. Don't we?
So Boone said that DJ LeMahieu is leading off.
Okay. Didn't know.
Where is DJ LeMahieu playing?
First base.
No. Here's
is
the
Rizzo. Rizzo's good to go.
Yeah,
Rizzo's
yeah.
fine. Rizzo's
good. Okay, I wasn't sure if maybe they were going to start him.
I was
going
to say, bro, you better hope.
Damn.
As a
now,
yeah, no,
now, Rye, by Saturday, I'm sure Rizzo's going to
yeah,
need
the
a
back
day.
Is going to be
need a day off.
All right.
So we're talking
about.
Oh,
we're talking opening day. I thought you were talking
opening
Saturday.
Day. Yeah. So
now, I know Christian. I know you think he's going to be second base. I'm not going to argue that. All I'm going to say is that's a pretty big statement for the Yankees to make.
Yeah, I think he'll be DH too. You could ease him into the injury from last year. There's your reasoning for it. I just don't like not having his glove out there. Right. I'd rather have his glove over Gleyber's. But the
which
message.
Is why I believe that DJ LeMahieu is going to play second base, because it's pointless to lose his versatility. If he's going to play,
I agree.
He should be in the field. So
if guy who shouldn't be a DH, it's the guy who's arguably your most versatile and best defender.
All right. Are we taking a vote here? DJ leading off second base.
I'm doing it.
I'll lock
that
in.
Fuck. This is Yankees, though. No, he's DHing, bro.
Ryan, what do you say? So it's best two out of three. Ryan, if you think he's going to DH, then that's what we'll go with.
It's the Yankees. No, just remember.
I know. But yeah, but your point of him being such a big utility guy.
But you're the Yankees. You're not a logical thinker.
Right.
I don't care.
And who's the DH?
Well, Weber? We'll get there. We'll work ourselves down.
It's not
there.
Donaldson. Yeah, all right. I'll put him at second base.
Wow. I just want to note. I haven't met DH, but consensus.
Right. It's a consensus here, okay?
This is a democracy. Majority wins.
All right, Aaron Judge is second. I think we can agree on that, right? Mm-hmm. Where?
Okay, center. Center.
That's what I got.
It's not even a question. Yeah.
All right, center then.
No, make your case. I mean, you
No,
sway
I
me.
Mean, I didn't even think that he would be in center. I'm just locking him in right field because that's where I'm picturing him. But you got to think along the lines of they're going to need him in center field. So I agree with that.
All right. Do we agree Rizzo is a lock at third and at first base?
Yeah. Hitting third, playing first.
Yep.
All right. I got Stanton in right field. That's where I'm going.
Yes. Yeah. Cause we don't have an outfield. So yes.
And right field's easier to play at Yankee Stadium, so yeah, he'll be in right.
All right, here's where it gets a little tricky now.
Okay.
JD.
Again, this is the Yankees. Your pick is for 5 and 6.
Gleyber.
Gleyber and Donaldson. Where do you put them?
Glaber's going to be 5th.
You think Glaber's going 5? What about you, Rye?
I'm trying to think of how they were doing it this year in spring training, but... I guess Gleyber too then.
Hey, Ryan, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice to make this easier for you.
Right.
When you're working as the Yankees and not yourself, just don't
go
think.
With the opposite of your gut.
Go with the opposite. It's like when you're betting and you think you should bet on a team, then you just go with the opposite because you never win.
Right.
It's like that, but don't think. Just do what
does. Right, I'm going
sense.
Donaldson 5th.
You're going to go Donaldson 5th.
Yeah.
Chris, what are you saying here?
I might switch up and go with SGR here because the YPM has kind of gotten behind Donaldson over the last week of spring training. So I'm actually going to go Donaldson 5th.
Yeah. You know what? And yeah, I'll go Donaldson 5th as well. Gleyber's 6th at DH.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I have him at 2nd, but. Yeah, DH and Donaldson, we have to confirm at 3rd.
Third,
right. All right, so 7th. Okay, this is the last wild card because agree or disagree. Trevino's the catcher at 8, right?
Yep, and Volpe's going to be 9.
9.
Volpe's going to be 9, right?
At shortstop.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yes.
Aaron Hicks is going to be starting.
I promise you, Aaron Hicks will be starting in left field on opening day.
Don't make me write that down.
Dude, I promise you.
I really think that they're going to send a message. And if you guys outvote me, that's fine. We'll write it down as such. I really think they're going to send a message because Oswaldo Cabrera, you want to talk about guys that made a statement in spring training. He tore the cover off the ball in spring training.
But I promise you one thing. Oswaldo Cabrera will probably be out there on Saturday when we're there, but this is opening day and this is the New York Yankees,
right? And I'm gonna take a different approach here because they did the right thing with Volpe. I think that they're going, I personally think, and I could be wrong, I know I could be wrong, but I'm just gonna believe that they're going to do the right thing and give the more deserving person the chance, and that's Oswaldo Cabrera in left field. That's
who I want. Okay,
if you guys think it's going to be Hicks, that's fine.
I think it's going to be Hicks on opening day.
Well, Hicks is making the money. Hicks had a nice spring training.
He also sucks.
Hicks also sucks, but he had a good spring training.
Not as good as Oswaldo Cabrera.
Not as good as Oswaldo Cabrera, but Oswaldo Cabrera doesn't suck, but he's also not getting paid the money that Aaron Hicks is getting paid. I think they're going to try to hope that they might have a little spark to ride out with Hicks right now. Hicks is their left fielder until proven otherwise.
Well, what do you mean, Ryan? What do you mean try? Cashman came out and explicitly said he's still the guy. Yeah. He's got it.
Well, I'm saying at least at the start of the year, you know, right out of the gate, it's his job to lose, I would say, right now.
Look, if you're asking me what I think the Yankees are going to do, it's not what I would do. Hicks wouldn't even be on this roster. I think they're going to put Hicks in left field for opening day. I don't think he's going to stay there. I really don't. And I truly believe that they're not going to send they don't have the balls to send as many messages as you think they're going to send. I really think Torres is your second baseman. I don't think they're going to do that to him. I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid to DH DJ, but I think that's what's going to happen. But we'll see. We'll keep him at second, consensus. But consensus wins here, and Hicks is going to be in left field.
That's fine. Okay.
Nice.
I think we're pretty much in agreement on everything, except for that you think LeMahieu is going to DH, and I don't think Hicks is going to play.
So, I will take DJ DHing. I will be okay with him DHing if they're not going to play Hicks. I will be shocked if that's the case.
See, because in my opinion, Cabrera's role will be that extra guy when someone needs a day off. You could put him anywhere in the lineup. I think that's the role that they have in place for Cabrera. It's the role right now. He
should be in.
Right.
But the fact that is that they have
person above him. It sucks.
Aaron Hicks sucks and Harrison Bader is hurt, so he should play. And as much as I don't want him to be the left fielder, I really don't. He is the most deserving person currently on this roster to be the left fielder.
I agree with that. I agree he's the most deserving.
So an NYYST consensus lineup for opening day. We'll see what the Yankees actually do. DJ LeMahieu bats leadoff at second base. Judge is in center. Rizzo bats third at first. Stanton is in right field cleaning up. Wash Donaldson is your third baseman. Glaber's sixth at DH. Aaron Hicks is in left field. Trevino is your catcher. And number 77, the shortstop, Anthony Volpe, rounds out the lineup at number 9.
And let's just make it clear one last time. This is not our lineup. This is what we believe the Yankees will do.
I mean, honestly, though, if you are only allowed to pick the 26 guys that the Yankees put on the roster, these are the 9 guys except for Hicks.
Yes, for sure. With the injuries, yes.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
It's just funny, man. It's just funny how it's gotten to this point with Hicks. He's just like the laughing stock here.
Dude, he shouldn't even be on the 40, man.
Except for Hicks. Yeah, he shouldn't be.
Look, I said this last week, dude. I hope that every bad thing I've ever said about Aaron Hicks is wrong at the end of the year. I hope he tears the fucking cover off the
ball.
Same
here. I'm going to get a fat head. If he has a good year, I'm going to get an Aaron Hicks fat head, and I'm putting it right here. I need something good on my wall.
Well, I want somebody to come at me at the end of the year and go, "Huh, you're stupid. You called him Wash Donaldson. He hit 35 home runs this year." I want that to be the case.
I'm a Yankee fan.
I'd love to be wrong.
Oh, dude, about those two guys, nothing would give me greater pleasure than to be wrong about how awful those two guys are. But as I said last week, I got to see it. I have to see it. All right. So we will give a prediction now. We're not going to say, "Oh, they're going to go here." We all took them over on the 93.5 win total, right? We all took the Yankees on the 93.5 win total over last week. Is that enough to win the American League East?
I think so.
Yes, because I cannot take the Blue Jays seriously until they show more consistent pitching. Their offense is there. It's been there for years. But until they show a solid 1-5 or at least a 1-3 that can win consistently, I don't really see them as a 100-win team. So I think 95 or 93 and a half, 94 would be enough to win this.
Plus, division. They still play in Canada.
They still play in Canada. And then you'll have, you know, the Orioles are coming up. But again, though, the schedule is different this year.
Heard that we are a top 30 baseball podcast.
We actually are. That's why I threw the candidate dick.
Oh, that Bret Hart sucks. He's the most overrated professional wrestler in the history of.
We are huge in Canada. If we were out of Canada, we'd be famous. I'll just put it at that.
I'm triggering Canadians by saying that. Vaughn Michaels, way better.
People are saying don't write off the Orioles. I kind of agree, man. They kind of were
not going to be a threat to win the division, though.
Will not be at better? 95.
No, I don't think they can. They win mid 80s? Sure. I think
I think they sneak into the postseason.
And of course, do not. Everyone always sleeps on the Rays every year. Every single year.
As a threat to the division, though?
Absolutely, dude. No, absolutely. It's the Rays.
I'm with SGR here, man. Everyone sleeps on them, no matter what.
You guys, in our preview show last year, everyone had the Rays finishing last. Everyone. And NYY News is the one take I didn't agree with.
But they also didn't really threaten the Yankees. I mean, they did.
Yeah, they did for a while.
Because the Yankees sucked.
Yeah, because they fucking fell off
the
planet.
They got Eflin. Glasnow's hurt a little bit, so who knows there. But McClanahan is an ace.
Yeah, he's good.
They're good. They're good. And they're the Rays. I don't know. When I look at the American League East, will the Rays give the Yankees trouble? Will they be a good team? Yeah, I think everybody in the American League East, except for the Red Sox, are going to be a good baseball team this year.
So how do you rank it?
I think the Yankees will win the division. It just how much is this pitching going to set them back early on? Like, can they weather the storm? Can they be 500 through April? Until the guys come back. If so, then I think they'll win the division. When I say relatively easily, I say by 4 or 5 games.
Who's second?
Toronto.
Who's third?
It has to be Toronto second.
Toronto has to be second. I go Orioles
really
third.
They should really win this division, dude.
I really do like the Orioles. I was rooting for them when they took the second wild card last year. I didn't like the bitch made shit they did when they were pitching around Judge at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But I do like them. And when you have a team fourth in this division, it's not that you don't think they're good. It's just that
this division is just tough.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox are going to, I don't see the Red Sox being good at all. Corey Kluber is opening day starter for them.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Is it? I think the AL East is good enough where the top four teams are going to, what's the word I'm looking for? They're going to cycle. It's going to be a fight.
Right.
I think the Red Sox being fifth will be completely out of it. But other than that, I think even if the Rays are fourth, it doesn't make them a bad team. I just don't think they're as good as the other teams in this division.
They'll be in competition for sure for that second wild card.
Yep.
I don't think that's a doubt. But no, I think the Yankees. It all depends. For me, the key to the Yankees is April. If the Yankees have an April where there's 6-7 games under 500 because they literally have Gerrit Cole and half of Nestor Cortez pitching, then that's going to be a problem. But if they can survive this, what do they play, 28 games, 30 games in April? And they're 14-14, 15-15, somewhere in that realm, they'll be fine. I really do think they'll be fine.
I agree.
All right, so as we wrap up the show here today, I didn't prep you guys on this because I want off the top of your head, give me one bold, and don't say that they're going to win the World Series.
I love
these. Don't say they're going to win the World Series. I hate these, man.
I love them.
Give me one bold Yankees prediction for this season.
SGR, you want me to go first? Man, I don't know if this is bold. I don't know if this is bold or not. I guess it is. I personally feel Anthony Volpe not only just genuinely fits at shortstop on this team and is accepted as a shortstop in pinstripes, but I genuinely believe he makes a run at Rookie of the Year. I really feel that. I think he's that special. Well,
if you're making a bold prediction, tell me he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
He's going to win Rookie of the Year. Anthony Volpe.
Bold, Chris. That was pretty safe of you.
Anthony Volpe wins Rookie of the Year. That's my prediction.
All right. Aaron Hicks will have 100 RBI. No. Dude, I don't know. The one that's really standing out to me is I have high hopes for DJ LeMahieu this year. I think he's going to be a major contributor. So let's say DJ hits, DJ wins the batting title. What is that? Just the batting average?
Yeah.
Right. Just batting average. All right. I'm going LeMahieu gets the batting title.
You guys hey. are thinking in the box.
Listen, SGR, if he ever needs a future reading.
Yeah.
Like of his future, you've been dead on with DJ.
Yeah, I'm doubling down. Not taking the safe move anymore. I'm pulling the Yankees move here. I like the Volpe move. Getting a little risky here.
I like this. All right, Christian.
Guys are thinking in the box. By guys on this roster, predicting things that these guys are very well capable of doing. I want it bold.
Like off the top of my head.
You want it bold? So, okay, you're going bold here? Let me hear it.
Going bold right. here.
Yeah, go bold. I'll
Corbin Burns will be a New York Yankee. Brian Cashman pulling the trigger.
You really think that can happen?
Oh, he's unhappy. He's in a walk year. And if I'm going to be positive about this team this year, this is finally the fucking time Brian Cashman pulls the trigger on an ace and it works. Outside of number 45.
That's a good
trades one, for an ace, you're saying.
Trades for
do you think now? Let me ask you this, not to get too deep into your bold prediction here. Do you think this could be a key factor in why Peraza's not going to be in the opening day roster or with this team? Do you think thinking, listen, in his games he's played, he's proven a decent amount in the little bit of games he's played. Let's keep him down there because he's going to be my piece now.
Hey, listen. What's my mantra here? If they're not going to help me win a World Series, what do I want?
You want someone who's going to in their place.
Right? So the Yankees made their move. They stamped it. They stamped Anthony Volpe as a shortstop. So guess what? Any type of trade I ever had in my mind for Anthony Volpe, it's off the table now. He's my shortstop.
Wow.
And for me, it sucks because I invested some money in some Oswald Peraza rookie cards this offseason.
Hey, but he'll get a chance somewhere else.
That means Oswald Peraza is no longer. You guys have seen Just Friends, right? And it's like when you become a non-sexual
entity, I love you, Jamie Powell.
You go in the friend zone, you know, like that. Yeah. I'm friend zoning. I'm friend zoning Oswald Peraza, which means that you can be traded now. Okay. And if he has to be the guy, you know, the headline's a deal. For Corbin Burns?
Yeah. He's not getting Corbin Burns, though. That's going to take Dominguez.
So he's in a walk year, though, Ryan, to rent him, to get a top three prospect.
Oh, yeah. I think Peraza
from the Yankees. If Burns has another solid year and it's time to rent him, it will require the best prospect in order to get him.
Which
they will
in
ask
the Yankee
for
system
Dominguez.
Is, they can, nah, I mean, Dominguez. If they're asking for the best prospect, is it
they will.
Didn't Peraza leap him?
Yeah, but does Peraza have the nickname The Martian?
All right, so then to even further back up my point, I screamed and raved and ranted like a madman a couple weeks ago about Jason Dominguez being the left fielder for his team. He's not.
Yeah.
Where is
he? Should be.
Where is he?
He's in AAA.
Is he? Or is it? I don't even know where the hell the Yankees stuck him.
He's somewhere in the A's. Somewhere in the A's.
If the Yankees traded him for Corbin
Burns,
he's
one of the batteries.
And we went Gerrit Cole, Rodon, Burns, Nestor, and won a World Series. I don't care if this kid made Mickey Mantle look like the fucking suntan eating lotion moron from fucking the bench warmers. Okay. I would do that deal in a heartbeat because
Somerset.
He's
in Somerset.
All right.
Double A.
So there you go.
There you go.
Double A battery.
Okay.
Next time we are all together, we will have actual Yankee baseball to break down, talk about how stupid Aaron Boone is for pulling Gerrit Cole with 88 pitches in the bullpen blew the game. Okay. Because I'm sure that'll probably happen.
Okay.
So if you haven't done so yet, this is the last time I can hype this because the next time I talk to you, on this show, it'll be after April 1st. So go to our Twitter at NYYC_podcast. It's pinned there. I'm sure it's somewhere in the chat. The link is there. get your tickets. There's about a dozen left. You don't want to miss this event. You don't want to miss opening weekend baseball. And the Yankees are making an extra sweet on you because it's calendar day.
Ooh.
So everybody will get it. Everybody will get a Yankee
the calendar.
Oh, it's not like first 1,000 fans.
Fuck, man, I needed a calendar. This works out nice.
They did limit it, but it's 40,000, so everybody's getting a fucking calendar.
Everyone's getting a fucking calendar.
You get a calendar. You get a calendar.
And a fucking
come get your calendar. Hang out with us in the Audi Club.
Okay.
Pay SGR $20 for a personalized impersonation.
Okay. Venmo. Okay.
It's going to be a great time. We want to see you out there. We're excited for it. We're excited for the start of Yankee baseball. We're excited for Aaron Judge now as the captain of this team to hopefully lead them to a World Series this year. We're excited that Anthony Volpe has arrived. There's a lot, you know, we spent a lot of this offseason talking about what's wrong with this team. Now it's time to be excited that baseball is back and that the Yankees are going to have the cornerstone of the cornerstones of their franchise out there on display on Thursday. So I'm excited for it. So thank you again for your guys' continued support of NYYST and NYY News TV. And if you guys have anything else to say, we'll take it home here.
I'm done, man. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
Start the season.
All right. So thank you for listening and watching to episode two. What number
are we on? 325.
Damn, really?
Yeah, dude. All right. So then I can just rewind here and remind you to please follow us on Twitter at NYYST_podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Like this video, subscribe to the channel. Let's get this channel to 15,000 viewers before subscribers before Thursday. We're excited. This channel is going to do big fucking things this year. You know, this is the best place to get your Yankees talk and coverage at right here on NYY News TV. So subscribe so you don't miss anything from us, Pete, any of the guys that are on this channel. This is where it's at. So thank you for listening and watching to episode 325 of the NYYST podcast. SGR.
Go Yanks.
Chris, say goodbye.
Before it hits